AgriTalk is brought to you by the NRCS Conservation Stewardship Program, which cost shares more than 150 practices on farms and ranches. Visit your local service center or farmers.gov today.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Lorre. Glad that you are with us this morning. Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa joins us right now. Senator Grassley, welcome back to AgriTalk.
I'm glad to be with you, and I think since this is the first time I've talked to you since the election, I would thank all the agriculture organizations, commodity groups, and farmers that trusted me with another term in the United States Senate. I enjoy Iowans, love Iowa, love serving Iowans, and particularly being a spokesperson as one of only two grain farmers in the United States Senate advocating for agriculture and telling that story.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. That was first on my list, was some congratulations on your re-election. Here's the deal. As I see things, you've got a long list with priorities on it set up and ready to go. I want to get into some of those because this has been on your list. Wait a second. What am I doing? I got to back up here a second. How did harvest wrap up?
Well, it wrapped up. It wrapped up the Thursday or maybe 10 days before the election. It was really fast this year. Yeah. And I can tell you, I can't give you figures because I haven't had final figures, but I can tell you our soybean crop was either the best we've had or the second best we've ever had. Good. And I can tell you that our corn on the where we have low CSR was average, and where we had the best CSR, it's the best corn we've ever had.
Wow. Good. Good. All right. Well, it says something about soil quality right there. That is for sure. Okay. You've been talking about making E15 available year-round for quite some time. There's some new legislation. You've added your support to it. Tell us about it.
Well, for instance, this is something that just this very day I'm tweeting on. It's an effort by several senators in the Midwest. And a shocking thing about it is this is something that the oil industry is supporting as well. E15 year round, it gives them an opportunity to sell more of their product, but several of them are in have some investments in biofuels, and so we're trying to promote E15 year round, and we have a recent piece of legislation that's been put in that with Klobuchar, Fisher, Grassley, and Ernst as four people that are backing it. And I think some of it comes because, you know, there's some discretion for governors to issue year-round E15. And I think that's why the oil industry got involved, because they know that several Midwestern governors are going to do exactly that.
Yeah, and it gives another reason that that the oil industry is supporting it is because it extends the lifetime of liquid fuel in the system, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, and it ought to. What we need in biofuels is certainty. This week, maybe even this very day, EPA is going to come out with their RVOs.
Yep.
If you can believe Regan, the EPA director, he told me a year ago that with some backtracking that they did a year ago, we didn't need to worry about the future. There was going to be growth for biofuel use. And that's something that I'm counting on him keeping his word. And we hope that they get out for 2023 and 2024 so we can have a long view.
Yeah. Yeah. If that's not released by the end of the business day, that is going to be news in itself, because this is a court ordered deadline that they have in place. And this is so important. The last conversation that we had with Administrator Regan, we asked him about the engagement of Congress in the RFS reset, and he was hoping for more engagement from Congress. Is that something that that could happen going forward?
I would like to have it happen, because when the law says you have to mix X billion of dollars of, or X billion of gallons of ethanol with gasoline, it gives some certainty. Now, that had been the law since 2007, but it sunset this year, and so we have to rely upon EPA to do it by administrative action, and that's why I'm counting on this promise by Regan that he was going to keep growing biofuels, and particularly the advanced biofuels. But if we could pass legislation to do this, it would be better, but I think we at least aren't going to get it passed this year. We aren't going to give up trying to do that. But right now, we're at the behest, since the 15 billion gallon mandate has sunset. We're up to just what Regan said he's willing to do, and he said we're going to get more every year. We'll have to see, and hopefully by the end of the day, we aren't disappointed.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, this is one of those situations where I think we have to wait for the details, and if there is disappointment in the RFS reset and the future RVOs, we'll talk again and see if there are plans for legislation to get that biofuel build in use going forward. Another deadline that we're looking at, the December 16 deadline on the new funding bills, keep the government running. Is there going to be a continuing resolution to fund the government through the lame duck Congress, or is there going to be an actual fiscal 23 funding bill?
Well, I wish I could give you a definitive answer. Yesterday in the Republican leadership, we had a meeting on this very subject, and it's still pretty much up in the air. And it's up in the air because the Republicans aren't in the majority, and we aren't setting the agenda, and the Democrats are doing that. And we've got all we can do is hopefully the Democrats sit down and negotiate with us so we get 60 votes to get something done. But if we don't get a omnibus appropriation bill to get us through to September 30th, we obviously can't shut down government. We're going to have to pass another continuing resolution. But the best thing to do would be to get a omnibus appropriation bill.
Yeah, does this also mean raising the debt ceiling?
It could be part of it. I doubt if it will be part of it, but it'd be nice if it could be, so we don't have to worry about next March or April worrying about that.
Okay. All right. The Cattle Market Price Discovery and Transparency Act. What's the status? What's the latest developments?
Well, I had a talk with Senator Tester yesterday. He's the other farmer in the United States Senate, and he's very much a leader on my legislation. And he's still talking to Schumer about getting it up. And I suggested to him, if Schumer doesn't deliver on that promise yet this year, we need to try to get it done next year through the Farm Bill.
Okay. The momentum on the act seems to be lacking. And when I talk with cattle producers in your state and northern cattle producers, they really want to see this at least get a vote from the Senate. Are you willing to put some odds on whether or not that's going to happen?
Well, I'm just counting on Tester getting Schumer to set the agenda, because Schumer is the one person that decides what's coming up in the United States Senate, because he's the majority leader.
Okay. Okay. All right. Very good. What should the U.S. message to the Chinese Communist Party be as civilians there protest the COVID shutdowns and other restrictions?
Well, don't you think as a democracy, it's the responsibility of the United States government to promote peaceful demonstrations, to urge people to let the people participate in the governmental process? It's a hard thing to do when you have communism that doesn't believe in democracy, but it's our responsibility to encourage peaceful demonstration. It's our interest to give moral support to it. Beyond that, we can't do much.
If there is a if the protesters do run in, oh man, we're running out of time. If the protesters do run into some military resistance, does that trigger some sort of an official response from the White House?
Well, if it was military action against the Chinese people, no, as long as everything's inside of the boundary. But we sure need to go to the UN and make as big of an issue out of it as we can in the international debates that you can have there. We need to bring all sort of sympathy to the America or to the Chinese people that are being ill-treated, and if they're being killed by military action, that's something that we just obviously have to condemn.
Gotcha. Senator Grassley, thank you so much. Go Panther, go Cyclone Volleyball.
You bet. God bless you.
All right. That is Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa.
Goodbye.
You bet.
My buddy Kyle here is going to help me tell you about Corteva
and
the power of
and.
You see, Intrepid Edge insecticide combines fast knockdown
and
lasting residual activity for proven results.
And
it has two modes of action that deliver effective control against robbing insects. Like leaf miners
and
army worms
and
corn borers
and
loopers
and
oh, lunchtime. Thanks, Kyle.
And
visit intrepidedge.corteva.us to learn more.